Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope everybody's having a great day. Let's take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of February 15th. Now, that's also Valentine's Day weekend, so, you know, here's your PSA. Here's your heads up. Don't forget to get that special someone something. So if you want to do something travel-wise, here's some great ideas. Now, through April, it's Daffodil Days and Tulip Extravaganza at Garvin Woodland Gardens in Hot Springs. Spring brings thousands of beautiful blooms, starting with crocus, daffodils, and hyacinths, followed closely by over 150,000 Dutch tulips. In addition, spring annuals, dogwoods, and azaleas are also in bloom. And I will tell you, if you have not been to Garvin Woodland Gardens, you're missing out. And this is a great time to do it during Daffodil Days and Tulip Extravaganza. So again, that'll be going on through April. Mm-hmm. Wildwood Park for the Arts in Little Rock is offering Lanterns 2019 on February 15th through the 17th. Wildwood's annual Deep Winter Festival celebrates the first full moon of the Lunar New Year. Now, it's held over three magical evenings, and guests are transported to faraway lands and times as they stroll through the beautifully lit pathways of Wildwood's gardens. Cultural vistas feature live entertainment, food, drink, games, and more throughout the park's Butler Arboretum and inside the Lucy Lockett Cabe Festival Theater. This year's vistas include Germany, Mexico, China, Scotland, and the rest of the UK. The American vista is Prohibition Chicago. And as always, a trip to the moon is a must. But this year, participants can stop by Area 51, as you might just find some aliens at the moon vista. Lanterns is always a great time, so if you're looking for something really different and fun to do, head to Wildwood Park for the Arts in Little Rock. Parkin Archaeological State Park in Parkin is hosting Black History Month School Days on February 13th through the 15th. You can celebrate the rich African-American history of the Parkin area. Stations at the park will include education, work, music, and other forms of entertainment that kept the historic kids and adults busy in Parkin. And finally, Ballet Arkansas presents Fire and Rain on February 14th through the 17th. It's going to be held at the University of Arkansas Pulaski Tech Center for Humanities and Arts in North Little Rock. It's the second of Ballet Arkansas's annual winter production, and Fire and Rain has something special for every interest. It combines the drama and precision of classical ballet with the power and athleticism of contemporary dance. Fire and Rain is the perfect storm. You can enjoy a special Valentine's evening performance featuring a fiery Don Quixote suite, the beloved Romeo and Juliet balcony scene, and a world premiere tribute to the music of James Taylor. That is worth the drive right there.
Yeah.
You got to love JT. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.